We welcome you back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. We heard from Raheem Mostert, one of the players who is on the roster bubble, if you will. Chris, let's talk about it now. Who else has a job out there that a convincing performance on Thursday could win them a spot here?
I think the positions you're looking at, I'm going to start with the secondary. How is the cornerback situation going to shake out? You have players like Jalen Watkins, rookies like Randall Evans, Denzel Rice, who was impressed throughout the course of the summer and preseason to this point. You know, who is going to remain from the roster in that spot there?
Watkins is an interesting conversation. We saw him as a cornerback last year, potentially as a safety this year. He's kind of played both positions and really hasn't found a home. Did the Eagles see him as a hybrid who can fill in at both safety and cornerback, or is he kind of a jack of all trades, master of none, and thus really not good enough to make this run? He needs a big game on Thursday to make
huge game for him. Let's stick with the secondary, the safety position. Certainly, you have the stars with Malcolm Jenkins and Walter Thurman locked into place, but what about that third safety spot? You know, Chris Maragos is a veteran, a special teams ace. Chris Brzezinski was very good on special teams last season, but you have young guys like Ed Reynolds, who spent last year on the practice squad, Jerome Coupland, who was added to the roster late last season, who had a little bit of a setback because of the appendectomy. How will those guys play into it? How many will the Eagles keep at that safety position?
I think the Eagles will keep four safeties. I think Maragos is in with Thurman and Jenkins, and then it comes down to Brzezinski versus Reynolds versus Coupland. And I believe that at this point, Brzezinski has the lead because he's so much more experienced in the special teams phase. But again, a big game by Coupland, who has to show that he can cover in space, or a big game from Ed Reynolds, a fifth-round draft pick a year ago, could earn him at the very least a practice squad spot and perhaps a spot on the 53-man. How about wide receiver, where Rashid Bailey has been so impressive? The Eagles look like they're locked into six wide receivers there. Is there a place for a Caron Pratt or a Rashid Bailey?
I think it's very tough at this point. You know, you look at the stars, you have Jordan Matthews working out of the slot, Josh Huff and Riley Cooper on the outside. Miles Austin, a savvy veteran, I think has a home here. He's been a mentor to the younger players, and he's a guy who could be very productive still in this offense. Nelson Aguilar, the first-round pick, you know he's definitely on the roster. And Shehi Ejiofor-Tutu, you look at him and say, well, how does he fit into the receiver position? He's more of the special teams guy, filling that Brad Smith role, so to speak, from last year.
But a huge upgrade from Brad
very
Smith.
So,
runs
yes.
better, more physical. And Eagles fans, they get these questions all the time about Shehi. As a wide receiver, will he help? Probably not. The Eagles are deep there. But on special teams, a core member of what Dave Phipp does. And Shehi Ejiofor-Tutu is a dominant special teams player, San Diego's most valuable special teams player a year ago. He will make this roster. He will play the gunner position and the Eagles special teams, as they've shown already in the preseason, in line again to be the NFL's best. One more. Kenyon Barner, in or out?
I think he's in. You know, we had this discussion before about he and Darren Sproles, very similar roles in this, if you look at it from the offensive standpoint. But I think if you have Kenyon Barner, who can help from the return standpoint, you can do more with Darren Sproles in the offensive game plan. You saw what he did Saturday night in the win over the Green Bay Packers. I certainly think it does help to have someone who can kind of take some of the load off of Sproles in the special teams game. But Barner's also produced on offense as well. So to me, I think there is a home for a fourth running back, and I think Barner is the lead at this point.
Of course, we're watching everything on Thursday night, but those are the positions we're highlighting. And when we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, I'm going to put Chris McPherson on the spot. Who's the quarterback? Who's the number three? Will it be Matt Barkley? Will it be Tim Tebow? We'll talk about it when we return in just one moment.